This is St. Louis on the Air from St. Louis Public Radio. I'm Elaine Cha. If this happens to be your first time with us, this roundup is a monthly feature of recent releases by artists either based in or from St. Louis. Here to share his roundup picks for March, we've got STLPR reporter Chad Davis. Great to have you back for this, Chad.
Thank you for having me. I appreciate it.
And of course, Maya Norfleet is in the house. She is a St. Louis on the Air producer and the originator of this monthly new music show. Hiya, Maya.
Hi.
And here's a quick reminder. Everything we play today is on our monthly STL music playlist on Spotify. Just search for St. Louis on the Air New Music Roundup. So let's get going. Our first song is a pick from you, Chad. Let's listen to a little bit of it before we talk about it. This is ZZ Heem by Zotto.
I must confess I'm vexed, but I'm way too blessed to stress. Give a go for what you suggest. Throw it back like me to the nest. Don't come around talking about death. I done dropped the shit for less. At this point, it's no contest. I got issues to get on my chest. Like I just left Dubai. I don't really want to go and just do my own horn. I would all that hoorah. They want me to cool it. I can't. I'm too fine. Yeah, it's the God I'm see. But I ain't no God, only God I see. Here two twins calling Mary, Mary, oh my. It's the God in me. I'm home with the Odyssey. I'm about to fulfill prophecy. I need a Jaguar with the heavenly seats. In the outside, look like cottage cheese. Tell the police they better come find me. We can really go play hide and seek. But in the meantime, baby, you talk sweet. And I'm just trying to get a couple cavities.
And that is Zotto with ZZ Heem. Chad, why'd you pick this song?
So there's a few things I really like about this song. For one, I really like the production of it. It's like a very nice jazz loop, jazz production on here. So it kind of has like a low-key vibe to it. It's very kind of chill vibe. But then also, like, I really like Zotto's cadence on here. So, like, on that first verse, you know, he kind of sounds away. And then on the second one, he kind of switches it up. Sounds very different. He's very versatile. So I really like that. And he has, like, an energy. Like, you would hear that beat and probably kind of expect someone to be a little bit more low-key rapping-wise, you know? Maybe they seem like they're chill or kind of, like, taking a back seat, but pretty energetic. I like that.
He has a way of being, like, expressing his confidence without it sounding too cocky. Like, when we played his song Conceited some months ago, and everything Chad just said about ZZ Heem is basically exactly what I said about Conceited. So when I saw Chad pick this, I was like, yes, thank you.
We're on that same wavelength.
Yes.
And also, just saying ZZ Heem.
Yeah, no, sounds, I like ZZ Heem.
It gets stuck in the head. It is burrowed in there.
Yeah, I love it.
So, Maya, you have our next pick.
Yes.
A very different kind of energy.
Yes, we love switching up the energy. This next song we're going to hear is from Paul Niehaus IV, and this is his song, Disco Ball.
The word is out. It's the place to be. Flares and sequins are the entry fee. The groove is hot, and the vibe is right. We're stepping out into that neon night. To feel the rhythm,
feel the rhythm.
Let it take control.
Let it take control.
This beat's alive. This beat in your soul. Through the velvet ropes, can't you hear the DJ's call?
Was Paul Niehaus IV and his song Disco Ball. I got hip to this song because Paul here put his music into our new music submission form.
Oh,
so if you
yes.
go to stlpr.org/newmusicform, your music gets sent straight to me, to my co-producer Darius Varner, and put us on to your bops, man. Like, I would not, honestly, did not know he was doing it like this. This is, again, another blend, in my opinion. We're talking about disco ball. I feel like I'm walking into a discotheque with like a big old afro, some bell bottoms. But he's doing it in the style of like a traditional blues song.
Yeah. Mm.
So that to me was just like, this is, I love the blend. I love the just mixing up and twisting of genres, but still like being very identifiable like to each artist. You're gonna see that a lot in today's, or yeah, today's picks.
Yeah, it was, I like this pick too, because he does traditional blues music mm-hmm. all the time. So to kind of hear this, even seeing the cover
yeah.
with like the with the disco ball and everything, kind of looked like you know, Justin Timberlake future sex love sounds.
Yeah.
But it's not that. It's not that at all. And it's real, but it's really good. I really like it. And yes. So, you know, I was expecting a sound to it at first when I was like, Paul Niehaus disco. I was like, huh.
That's right.
Huh. Yeah. That's interesting. And I like
fourth.
It. Yeah, the fourth. The fourth. Exactly.
The imagery, I think, is really great in this. Mm. When you're starting with the flares and sequins.
Yes.
And then, you know, moving to other things. And the platform shoes, glitter crown, all of it, I think, together, it creates an experience.
Mm-hmm.
And what you've mentioned, Maya, about blues, and like, it makes it feel like this is a St. Louis song.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Our next pick is one from you, Chad. Mm-hmm. And I'd like you to tell me a little bit about Dance With You by Starwolf before we give it a listen.
Yeah, speaking of disco, good transition. This is a good song. You know, I interviewed Starwolf, I want to say, about a year ago or so. Mm-hmm. They had an album called Tropical Disco that came out. And so they have a lot of music that's, you know, disco-inspired. Kind of sounds like a Tame Impala-esque, too, like a St. Louis version of it. And so this kind of continues the vibe and the sound from that album, but it really kind of focuses on the production and less of the lyrics. The lyrics are pretty minimal, and the sounds of it, though, it really does feel like very lush sounding music.
Mm-hmm. Let's hear a bit of it. This is Dance With You by Starwolf. And that is Starwolf with Dance With You.
I want to skate with you is what I feel like it should be. I need to go get my quads and lace them up because, I mean, I guess for me as a millennial, when I hear disco music, I immediately want to go skating. Mm. For me, it takes me back to a childhood of like the early 2000s skating at the Palace skating rink. Mm. Where that's how I learned a lot about different disco. I mean, we skated to a bunch of stuff, but when I hear disco, it immediately takes me to a skating rink, and it brings me so much joy.
Mm-hmm.
Again, I kind of feel like I should go back to my big old afro. I mean, is disco back?
It sounds like it. You're sitting in the trend. Come on, let's do it. Let's go.
There's the laser light.
Yeah.
Sounds.
Right.
I love that. And also, this song, Dance With You, with the one previous to that, Disco Ball,
yeah.
made me think about a wedding reception playlist, and you would play these songs at the point where people are, you know, they're like feeling good and about to move, and when they don't really care about lyrics, they just want to hear
just want to dance
the music.
Yeah.
So our next pick is one actually that both of you agreed upon.
Yes.
And that is, Maya?
Yes, this next song is from Jordan Ward, and this is his song, Juicy.
We could join forces, baby, if we agree on what success is. I was out in Europe when they did Brexit. People main problem, they don't know how to exit. Trying to buy some land, or it's cheap out of Texas. Next big question. Have I been living in vain? Chasing frivolous dreams. Feeding the mad demand, it's back burning the world in a flame. But with you, I see a way. Do I change everything? Give up everything. If you're with me, appear to me like a juicy baby.
That was Jordan Ward and his song Juicy. And this entire like new project right now that he has out, for me at least, when I was listening to it, it felt like more somber and like some real talk of like an adult really looking at life and being like, this is what I have, this is what I've accomplished, but this is also, I want more out of it. So like to hear him talk about like buying land in Texas, that's like a serious thing that me and my family talk about sometimes. And some of my family actually literally did that. I got family in Texas that chased that exact dream. So that's why I was drawn to Juicy personally.
I'm going to echo something that I think we all had talked about, is that this album and especially the song feels very like California inspired. I know that he lives in California now, so you know, I'm sure those vibes and the, you know, the atmosphere there and the people he's with and making music with inspire the sound of this. But this sounds like very coastal, very California Pacific kind of type of inspired music, and I really like that.
Yeah, and even though he's like, it has like a coastal sound, Jordan Ward as a person, as a creative from St. Louis, has very much stayed locked into the St. Louis music scene. And that's another reason why, like, I just generally like him. I don't know him at all personally.
Yeah.
But the fact that he has reached this level of being signed to like a major record label, but he hasn't forgotten about us. Like, he still comes back home. He still locks in with other St. Louis artists that he's appeared on their albums in the past. So yeah, I really respect Jordan, basically.
He still won't share where he gets his fried rice from when he's back in town.
Oh,
I'm still waiting to hear that.
Something to press him on. So the next song is from an artist here in St. Louis. Her name is Hana Tsanasi, and the song is If You Like It. And that is Hana Tsanasi with If You Like It.
And again, another artist who submitted their music through our new music form. I'm telling you,
this
we really do.
Theme.
We really do check that thing. So instead of, I mean, feel free to email me, but also the best place to do to submit music is stlpr.org/newmusicform. We have a pop girly. I'm so excited to have a pop girly. For some reason, I don't know if this is true to you because I know you're a big fan of Sabrina Carpenter.
Yeah.
Is this giving Sabrina Carpenter, or am I just like pop girly? I'm going to put her in the same bucket as all my favorites.
Well, it feels like modern pop to me, and that's kind of what stood out with the song, especially the production. There's actually the end part of this song. There's like I can't remember exactly the portion of it, but it feels very like there's like a explosion of sound at one point that really got my ear. Mm. I really like her because she is in that bucket of like the pop girlies that you're talking about.
Yes.
I hope to hear more music like this and more from her because I really like this vibe.
So as we add Hannah Tsanasi to our playlist, our next song is in fact...
That's right. Our next song is called Playlist, and it is by the hip-hop duo Tree Villa.
Top of the AM, extended stay. Play the playlist, move them hips, dance the morning away. Them lips on you got me feeling away. French toast side of you, baby boo. Glass with the OJ, I see this going two ways. First I cancel the plays, then I put some Villa on. Now we laying sideways, back to square one. I'm feeling you, you not a square one. You like a Stevie Wonder song, can't compare none. She got my tea on, I put the chamomile tea on. Doobies full of tree for the vibe, I got it looking like a pack of key limes. Body classic like a 90s B-side. Had to swoop you like I'm from the B-side. You know what's in my blood, eyes sparkling like Michael Glove. Your ring finger, I'ma add a stud. Put my knee to the pavement, found my baby through a playlist. Wrote the funk for the function, run it back like we max, do a little something something. Play some Shaka for the chakras, Santana salsa, screw tapes for the boppers. I had to end my night with you, just to wake up the sunlight with you. Feeling like I'm Teddy, I'm in life with you. I made this playlist just right for you. And yes, yeah, she's undeniable. Her melody I can vibe with. Got me starstruck with the tone, and I'm addicted to it. For your love, I'll be surely to relapse. Fiending, just can't leave it alone. Got me seeing sounds, feeling like an NERD. Can I playlist what I feel? Put it on the marquee, cause you're the main attraction. Intro ending and all the captions. Wrestle for your heart, I'll surely tap in. Cause what you got is plenty laying in the fenties. Perrying with a little simply till it's empty. Drunk in love like J&B.
And that is Tree Villa and their song Playlist. Man, give me some grown and sexy vibes this Thursday afternoon. Obviously, we love a great playlist here at St. Louis Public Radio, St. Louis on the Air. It's just so smooth, this song. It's very, grown and sexy. I feel like I should be in a lounge with a really pretty dress on. Mm. And hopefully somebody will be saying these exact words to me one day.
This sounds like a song that you hear on VH1 Soul, like via music video. And he would be like on stage, like at a wine bar or something.
Yes.
Yeah, and this I can see the visual right now. VH1 Soul.
The jazziness of this,
those keys.
I love so much. And it makes me think about... like certain Japanese anime, because Japanese, like,
yes,
they love their jazz, but it is so cool, and just I could not stop listening to this song. So really appreciate that it's been brought into my new favorites playlist. The last song for this month is one that comes from Melina Smith. It's called 18.
I wish I 18. It's been 4 years to try to buy some time. I was choosing safety. Problems that I had a different kind. But are they really changing? It all feels the same inside my mind. I wish I was 18.
and that is Melina Smith with 18. Chad, how did you come upon this song?
So I know Melina, and this was, I know that she's been doing music for a long time. Mm. And this song actually came out in 23, but it was part of her EP that came out in like December or November of last year. Mm-hmm. So there's like, I want to say 4 or 5 other songs on this. This one stands out to me. I really like, she has a very, very, very strong voice and a very jazzy voice. Yeah. And she can alter it and pivot it to like the different types of music and production and instrumentation that she's working with. And so this isn't a jazzy song at all, of course, but this is a song that sounds very pop forward, very like top 40, like pop or R&B. And I think she does a really good job with singing on this record, and I really like the lyrics of it.
I love the layering of her voice too, especially during the chorus, and that clap clap is like, oh, there's pop. I love the pop music. More pop girlies, please.
And this is one of those songs among the many that we've talked about on the show and even in this episode where once I start playing it, I want to listen to it again and actually sing along with it.
Yeah.
And I think that sing-along ability is definitely part of what makes hits, right?
100%. Very, very catchy.
STLPL reporter Chad Davis and St. Louis on the Air producer and originator of our monthly new music show, Maya Norfleet. Thank you for your recommendations and for joining us today.
Thank you.
Thank you.
If you want to hear all the music we played today, it's on our monthly STL music playlist on Spotify. Just search for St. Louis on the Air New Music Roundup.
This episode was produced by Maya Norfleet. Production assistance from Darius Varner.
Audio engineering and sound design by Aaron Dorr.
Our executive producer is Alex Hoyer.
St. Louis on the Air is a production of St. Louis Public Radio. Understanding starts here.
Do you find yourself regularly listening to episodes of St. Louis on the Air? Suggest us to a friend you think might enjoy our conversations. And leave us a review and rating on Apple Podcasts on the App Store. It's the simplest way to help people discover our show. Thank you.
St. Louis Public Radio is a member-supported service of the University of Missouri-St. Louis.